Robert Duncan, are you familiar with HAARP up there in Alaska?
I am. It's actually the unit that integrates all of the various surveillance radars is now called HIPAS. HAARP is only a part of it. HIPAS.
What are they doing with that thing?
It gets a lot of blame for being behind directed energy assaults,
right. Weather manipulation.
Weather manipulation, earthquake machines, etc. But people don't understand that all these phenomena have been occurring in experiments before HAARP was ever built. It was built in 1991. The other phased arrays that are pointed over the United States in Brazil and Puerto Rico have similar resolutions. They were built back in the early 60s. What they do is, if you imagine the Earth is instead the atmosphere, you're in a swimming pool and you're underwater. When you look up, you actually see a reflection at some distance of the bottom of the pool. That's called total internal reflection. It happens at lower wavelengths under about 700 megahertz and a 20-degree angle from zenith. And this is why they're called over-the-horizon radars, is that they actually can see beyond the curvature of the Earth. They cover almost three-quarters of the world. Each one. The Russians have seven. We have an endless number, much larger. It's total global surveillance. It's part of the Star Wars defense system. But it serves multiple purposes. It's not just a radar for intercontinental ballistic missile launches or airplanes coming into our space. It is actually a neurological weapon, part of the directed energy arsenal on a global scale.
Okay, let's assume for a moment somebody calls their doctor and says, "Doctor, I hear voices in my head." And the doctor says, "Well, all right, I'm going to refer you over to Dr. Smith, who happens to be a psychiatrist." And
mm-hmm.
Dr. Smith has heard this before.
Yes, well, it's written. And psychologists, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, aren't really scientists. Psychology is based on cultural norms, and any deviation from it is considered a mental illness. So all they do is look through the symptoms list and then prescribe a drug accordingly. I interviewed, like I said, 650 people, many of whom heard voices. Well, I did a little bit of research and found out there are four weapons that project voices into people's head. Not very familiar in this country, but in others, it is.
Like voices to possibly even kill?
Of course. So one technology is called ultrasonic heterodyning. Now, that's near field. They have it in vending machines in Japan. People walk by it. Only the person directly in front of it can hear any of the information, and they had a Canon camera show to make people look like they were crazy by just projecting voices in their head. Now, that's only good for, 50 feet. There are other classifications of weapons called the voice of God weapon, biocommunication, microwave hearing effect. It turns out there is a biological interaction at many different levels with different waveforms. Dr. Lin from the University of Illinois studies that particular effect. There's a colonel that said back in the 60s who contracted a Dr. Frey to project voices into people's head. And the colonel said, "If you can project voices into the enemy's head, I promise you I will talk them to their death." So it was a goal of the Army for quite some time. And while interviewing these people, now you have to picture this. These 650 people are from all walks of life, all religions, all nationalities, at all ages. I mean, we're talking children to the elderly. from professionals. It's really quite incredible. And so you asked, what kind of voices do they hear? Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a few top quotes and tell me how a child could come up with any of these to say, I hear voices, mommy, this is what they say. So, I am God. You have been chosen for a holy mission to kill the wicked. We are your little dwarf friends, Judge. We need you to rule on a few cases that we advise. We are a satanic cult here to abuse you. Go ahead, tell us. You'll get locked up for being crazy. I am Colonel Casper, the ghost. Try to catch me if you can. We are evil lizard aliens taking over the world. We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. And here's one that a child told me. We are brain nappers. We are going to steal your mind and experiment with it, then kill you to cover up our torture experiments. Couple more. We are Iranian terrorists. You should attack us for torturing you. We are the FBI. The Oklahoma bomber couldn't stop us. We are the Russian invaders, and we have complete control over all your leaders. You know, that stuff just doesn't pop into somebody's head.
That's true.
These are complete sentences. And if anybody who knows sort of neurology and the way the speech processing center works in the brain, it's just impossible that there is some sort of mental defect that could give rise to a sudden onset of a pulsing tinnitus and then these quotes. Now, these were the introductory quotes. They, from this point on, they continued to hear voices. Till this day, as far as I know. One woman, and this is kind of funny, was describing to me what her tinnitus sounds like. You know, 20 million Americans suffer from this tinnitus. Well, mine's really different. It's a melody. It's very high-pitched, very tinny, but it's a melody. And it goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I, of course,
sounds
told
like
her
Close Encounters.
That is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. They're spoofing you. So, you know, it's so beyond probability when you start looking at the statistics. It really becomes obvious. But who has the time or the interest to interview as many people as I have or get to the bottom of the actual technology? So it tends to just be a sort of a discrediting tactic. If you hear voices, they're crazy. Well, there's actually a weapon system that does this. Now, worst of all, think about it. It's called the voice of God. Okay, we could use it in Iraq. We are your God, Allah. Lay down your arms. But think of the abuse, the potential abuse. We could project, or they could project, the voice of God into religious and political leaders or religious leaders and control them that way through their belief system. So it's a scary weapon.